Hey everyone, it's Andres for Off the Record, and in this one, I'm doing this a little differently because I'm playing Super Mario Deluxe on the Nintendo Switch. I'm purposely trying to rack up a bunch of lives here because my kids, which are 7, 5, and almost 3, are playing this with me now. Before, they would be like my Twitch I guess audience, because they want me to play it, but they were too scared to play it themselves. But now that they're having more fun with it, I realize we can all play. But I didn't know that when you're in the game and your character dies, that actually counts towards your life points, because you can regenerate within the level, but it's actually counting against your actual lives. So let me try to rack up some lives while I talk about a topic that needs to be discussed, and that happens to be the best way to put it is the actual manipulation happening right now with the mainstream media. I have an episode upcoming for the Reading Corner that I recommend that you all check out. It's going to be available to everyone as soon as it goes up, so you'll be able to have access to it for the first 2 weeks. I'll be covering a book called Bias. It's a book that I first read that got me into politics. So the thing that got it all started for me was back in 2003. And the book that did it for me was Bias, recommended by a professor at my community college. So that's where I guess you could say I was first being red-pilled, because man, there's a lot of stuff I needed to learn about with respects to how media is manipulated and how the powers that be and the gatekeepers really influenced before the true age of the internet, how they're able to just control everything that you believe. It was kind of Orwellian back then. Now it's definitely Orwellian. That's a reference to 1984. So yeah, if you're not familiar with that, you should be. But at least by now, because we are living it. It's a crazy time to be alive, honestly. I never thought I'd see the day, but definitely do. Yeah, I just got a few lives here. Yeah, baby, yeah. Here, I just wanted to do a little dance. Anyway, I wanted to basically just give you all a heads up, because for those of you that have been tuning into Off the Record, I do appreciate it. You probably also know that I called out prophetically every event that would happen during this crazy summer of 2020. I first said that as soon as we were going to go into lockdown, because the thing I recorded was before lockdown, I said it feels like the eeriness after 9/11 when the attacks happened, everything was closed, and also the panic of the Y2K, because the panic buying, all supplies that were running out, you know, just people were just lining up, stocking up on all this materials, because they were getting ready for, you know, to protect their house from the road warrior, and the banking system was gonna fail, so they did a bank run and all that stuff. Well, I said that was gonna happen, and I just hope that there's one more element that doesn't happen, and I specifically said the rioting. I hope we don't get the looting and rioting akin to the Rodney King riots. And I specifically said Rodney King riots because that's the racial thing. So guess what? I was proven right, but even I didn't predict it was going to be to that magnitude. So that's been a lot of craziness. So I want you all to understand that it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on your politics, or whether you approve of the current state of our administration or not. What you do need to be aware of and understand is that the media is the one that's been trying to, they have actively been turning Americans against one another. And it's no secret how much they hate the presidents, but how much they hate us as Americans is even crazier, because they've been trying to push their agenda for the longest time, and they're definitely doing so now. I'm running out of time, so I better speed this up. And what you need to know is that when you hear questions asked of Trump, for example, it's like, oh, would you concede to a peaceful transfer of power? What they're actually saying is, look, there's absolutely no way that you're going to win the election, regardless if it's rigged or if it's, what do they say? What's the expression? Almost got them all coins. Yeah, got them. Alrighty. I got 65 seconds. Come on. I just racked up a bunch of lives just now. So, woohoo! Come on, Luigi. Come on, Luigi. Luigi's like a cursed character here, man. Yeah, I just got another life. My son actually likes playing with Luigi, so he'll be happy that he'll have 18 tries when we all play together. So now I'm gonna switch characters so I can start racking up lives for another character. Okay, so let's switch characters. No, that was a mistake. I'm gonna have to quit. So anyway, so the media is they've been already selling this idea that there's just absolutely no way that Trump can win, and that's why they're saying, would you commit to a peaceful transfer of power? Because they believe that Trump, being a supposed authoritarian fascist dictator, is going to be entrenched in the White House, and we would have to get the army to basically pry him out of the White House because he's not going to want to get out. That is, I wish it was an exaggeration. They're not exaggerating. That's exactly what they believe that Trump would do. Here's the thing, the only party and group of people that have not accepted even the last election results has been the Democrat Party. And they're asking if Trump would be the one to see the election. They're the ones that should be asking that question of themselves. And besides, like I said, it's a loaded question in the way they structured it to say, look, you lost already, so you just have to admit that you're going to lose or whatnot. So what do you think is going to happen when Trump wins? I'm not saying he's going to win the election, but let's put the hypothetical out there that Trump wins the election. What happens then? You think these people are going to lie down and take the results? No, they want Trump to take the results should Biden lose. But you have an example. Oops, I need that Goomba to be up there. Hold on. I'm going to try to get some lives out of this before this guy wakes up. Here we go. All right, now let's get some lives. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah! Did you know you could do that? If you did it, you're learning secrets here, folks. So anyway, the night of the election 2016, the powers of the big tech companies gathered up in a secret meeting to basically talk about how they can manipulate the next election so Trump will not win a re-election. You probably don't believe that, but that's exactly what happened. It was a closed door session, but because even there was a confidential meeting, these idiots at Google actually recorded it, and Tucker Carlson actually played a little bit of it. But the one that actually broke the news was Alex Jones at InfoWars. You know, the guy's a nut, but he got this one right, and I believed him when he announced it. So I'm going to leave that video below this one for those of you watching on the website, www.theinterestingcover.com. So if you're listening to the podcast, I recommend you go to the show notes accompany this episode so you can watch what I'm talking about. And they've been they've already rigged it since the very get-go that they were going to make sure that Trump will not win a re-election, and they were be manipulating the algorithm, and there's no hiding it now. As a matter of fact, the day I record this, Project Veritas published yet another undercover video with some of the ad cells and executives from Google that were spelling out the very thing in basically ad manipulation about what you'll see and which candidate gets priority, so to speak. So this has been in the works, and it took the Vox apocalypse for these big tech companies to finally implement the plan that they've been trying to implement for some time. So big tech was already going to do that. But before big tech, before big tech actually took action, what we saw happen was, first off, we already had a do nothing Congress, but then just to get absolutely worse, man, I suck at this level. This is a bonus level, but hold on. Woo, no! I'm gonna fall without flying! Okay. What we saw from the Do Nothing Congress, they did absolutely nothing for God knows how long. And the only thing they were getting done was trying to block anything that Trump was doing, try to remove him from office. We had the whole Russian hoax thing, because it was a hoax. You don't believe it, then that's just you believing lies that you want to believe. There's no proof of any of that. But when there's proof to the contrary, like, no, I can't accept it because that's fake news. You know what's fake news? Being able to make up a bunch of crap without facts. That's fake news. But when you have actual facts that fly in the face of what you believe, and you just won't accept it because you don't want to accept it, I'm sorry, you live in a warped reality. That does not happen in real life. So that's something that you just got to talk to your therapist and deal with, because that's a problem that you got to get fixed. So anyway, the fact of the matter is that, okay, can I pay attention to you? We got, all right, where's that third one? To the left, to the right, to the center, to the left, stays in the left, now in the center, stays in the center, to the left, to the center, to the right. All right, do not touch that one. It's a mushroom. I don't really care about the crown. It only works on one character. At least the mushroom works across all the characters. So, oh, I could do two. All right, here we go. Hi. I'm recording, what's up? Did you need something? I'm not going to cut this out of off the record.
No, I thought you were live, but I couldn't find you.
You mean on Facebook?
But you're not live.
I'm not live, no.
Bye.
Bye. So I'm not cutting that out. So you guys are going to hear the interruption my wife did, because she thought I was on Facebook Live, because I did a Facebook Live previously where I was playing, and that was like my way of distracting myself to be able to take care of this. But anyway, the... one thing the media has been working on, because the Russian hoax was a hoax, so that didn't work out. It actually backfired. The whole Ukraine thing, quid pro quo, actually flew in the face of the Democrats, because it exposed the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Bidens, because the Bidens were the ones that were behind it, and even more so right now. And the whole impeachment sham, which there was nothing there, just ultimately ended up with nothing. So what did the Democrats plan next, along with big tech? They're like, okay, let us talk about mail-in voting and how we can actually trust it, and furthermore, how we can basically tell people that's the best way to vote right now, because we're going to use the pandemic as the excuse to basically set up for the biggest voter fraud there has ever been. So along with that, that's when you hear all this talk about, would you commit to a peaceful transfer of power on behalf of what's their faces, the administration, the current administration ceding over to Biden. And on top of that, we have all of these polls that show, my goodness, there's just absolutely no way Biden can lose. That's the way it's been set up. Okay. And it's disgusting, to be honest with you, but it's something that I come to expect from a media that has lost their minds, where their CNN's anchors are actually cussing now. So they really, really lost their minds. Oh, cool. I can go through here. Anyway, like I was saying, these guys have truly lost their minds. They're just doing everything they can. So they're putting the breadcrumbs in place to say that there's no way that Trump can win. So should he win, it must be illegitimate, just like the first one was. And now we have proof, because all these polls show that there was absolutely no way that Trump was going to win. Look, a week before I started recording this, there was really no way you could say there was much enthusiasm. Even those pro-Trump supporters were like, man, I don't know if we really have a shot, because we don't really seem to have that much support. You know what's transpired since the last election to this one? We have had people targeted with dog feces on their mailboxes. We've had people's homes be threatened to say that we're going to set fire to your house should Trump win, because you supported Trump, so we're going to blame you, we're going to come after you, so you better make sure you have your insurance in order. We've had Trump supporters actually kill... Oh, great, just like that. We've had Trump supporters killed on the streets by Antifa members, most recently in Colorado, not to mention what happened in Portland. So, and what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So, yeah, forgive me if I don't believe the polls in saying that there is no support for Trump, because the only ones doing the killing are the left-wingers. And look, how about this? Last year, the media was going nuts over the movie Joker, and they say, oh, this is a bad movie to release. It's just going to encourage the right wing to commit anarchy on the streets. And not even 1 year later, who's the one committing all the anarchy on the streets and destroying private property and public disorder and attacking cops, committing billions of dollars in property damage? Antifa, leftist activist, Black Lives Matter. That is not Republicans or Trump supporters. So who should be the one that we should be concerned about? The ones that are threatening violence. The ones that are threatening, oh crap. The ones that are threatening any sort of action against their fellow American happen to be on the left. So with all these polls that the fake news media, mainstream media put out there, oh great, I'm gonna go fight against the Bowser like this. That sucks. Whatever, let's hope I pass. This is all just a coordinated way, along with big tech saying that they're going to be throttling and blocking any news allowing to declare a winner on the day of the election, because they're all going to extend it. Oh, no, because we need time for the mail-in votes to come in. And now we have a Supreme Court allowing Pennsylvania to extend the deadline beyond Election Day. It's like, dude, beyond Election Day. So we're not even going to know a winner on November 3rd. And Facebook and Twitter, Google and Microsoft all in on it. It's like, yeah, we're going to... We're not going to let anybody declare anything, because we're going to block all news. Whether you're posting publicly or sharing privately, they're going to do this all across, including WhatsApp, because Facebook owns WhatsApp. This is a power grab unlike anything we have ever seen. And when anybody ever says that, oh yeah, Trump's in it with the billionaires. Really? He's in it with the billionaires? So riddle me this, Batman. So why does Wall Street money and the majority, well, almost all of Hollywood's money, and the union heads and Wall Street money is all being funneled over to Biden? Why does Biden outraise Trump in fundraising to the nth degree? Literally, Trump's campaign compared to Biden has almost no money left in its war chest. So forgive me for being skeptical about the polls. Forgive me for being skeptical about an actual peaceful election should it not go in the way that the liberals want it to go. Because should they not get their way, yeah, I'm expecting the liberals to lose their minds and take action against their fellow human beings. But that's just the world that we live in now. I do not trust the left at all. They've been hijacked by Marxist extremists, and they're literally killing people on the streets. And when the movement that's meant to be against racial injustice claims more lives than it's protesting, there's something wrong with that movement. So this is all in all to say that my main concern over everything, as I predicted before the lockdowns, everything that came to pass, this is the one video I hope that I'm able to point to and say, I'm glad I was wrong. Because if I'm right about what happens the election week, because it won't be election day, and what big tech is currently doing, and how the mainstream media has divided us to this extent, there is no such thing as unity, folks. We cannot come together when we have the leftists that have completely divided us and vilified Republicans, Christians, conservatives. You can, the left can celebrate Joe Biden supposedly being a practicing a man of faith Catholic. But if Amy Coney Barrett is the same thing, she's a problem. How does that make sense? It doesn't. Because Joe is not of man of faith. He's not a Catholic. And any Christian claiming to have issues with Trump, therefore they're going to vote for Biden, you guys aren't Christians. You're fake Christians, because you are obviously tearing out pages of the Bible that you do not agree with. Because the only man that has actually fought for the unborn has been Trump. The only one that has appointed conservative constitutionalists to courts has been Trump. That's conservative. What hasn't been conservative is his spending. But when it comes to morality and social issues, he's been conservative. And that's huge. Coming from a man who did not live a moral lifestyle, who was actually supporting both left and right. I mean, it wasn't the Clintons and all these left-wingers in Hollywood that wanted his money. But as soon as he ran for president as a Republican, they just threw him under the bus and wanted nothing to do with him. Oh, how fascinating how things change, huh? And it was even his daughter, Ivanka. She recently registered as a Republican. So to me, I believe, because of what's been seen behind the scenes, trying to drain the swamp that is Washington, and that the Trump family got to see just to what extent for themselves the stench that went to high heaven that's in Washington, the disgusting nature of what we know now that has gone on in Hollywood, and a lot of these people that we sometimes idolize just because they play make-believe and get paid billions of dollars over their lives, that somehow they made this great impact in our lives. No, they're not doctors. They haven't done anything of that sort. But hey, they entertain us, right? And now we find out what the cost of that entertainment is, what it's cost physically, emotionally, and mentally to all the victims from Hollywood and the casting couch and youngins. You know, it's egregious. So now, if you're a Christian and you say you can't vote for Trump because of personality, you're going to vote for Biden, you have issues. You seriously have issues. Look in the mirror. You're not conservative. You're just lying to yourself. You're not a Christian. You're just lying to yourself. So get your head checked. You still have time and you haven't voted to make the right choice. And yes, I said right choice, because in this case, there's no competition. Trump by a mile. But it's not just that. Look, I'm not one of those that say, oh my goodness, Trump, if Biden wins, it's the end of our democracy. I'm not even saying that either. So long as we have checks and balances, so long as there's an avoidance of a liberal supermajority, then that means there really won't be much of any changes in the case of the executive branches trying to sign executive orders. But if we do get a super liberal majority, two things happen there. One, if they control the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch, yeah, America's done for, which I've been predicting that would eventually happen. And two, should it happen, what's that say about the demographics of the United States, where we are as a people, how we've been led astray by our education system, we've been failed by, what's that thing called, our mainstream media, because that's what they want. They want Marxism. That's the destruction of the nuclear family, and basically the erosion of rights and freedom of speech. So that just means America is in a bad place altogether. But I have hope and faith that we are not at that crossroads just yet, where we would ultimately transition to that side. But I do believe eventually it would happen because, I believe the Bible. And the only way that Israel would ever stand alone, for that prophecy to ever stand, would be for a liberal supermajority to run this country, just like they run California into the ground. So anyway, I'm getting a little long-winded there in my point, but that's all I wanted to share on that. Basically predicting the chaos and calamity, and the anger and frustration and the violence that would erupt on the side from the left that have already claimed that we on the right supposedly started the civil war, because they're not getting their way. So just throwing it out there. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I hope this doesn't happen. I'm just hoping that we have an election, and as Matthew McConaughey said, hey man, whatever it is, it is. And just like the dude said, man, I can't be bothered by that kind of stuff, you know? So let's just hope that it does go in that way. Anyway, I'm done with this unique take on Off the Record. I hope you liked it. If you want to see me play video games while doing this Off the Record, so you'll see my ugly mug, let me know. But until next time, that's all I wanted to say. So I'll see you on the next one.